Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites! Welcome back to our 19th show of the year, 2015, 33 and all. I think it's 19. I did the count the other day. I lost count. I think it's 19, maybe 20.
I don't know how to do math.
We are the Marvel Movie News, coming to you live from the Danger Room. That's what we call it, Jenna. Get used to it. It's the Danger Room.
Where
we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News or find us through the Popcorn Talk Network. Popcorn Talk Network. Also find us on YouTube, /popcorntalknetwork.com. You can find us through the Popcorn Talk website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter, @MarvelNewsPTN, Facebook, /Marvel News Show. Like us there, and comment, play with us, enjoy us, whatever you need it. Phrasing, I know that's been a joke on the live feed. By the way, if you'll tweet out the link to our show with a message telling people about the live chat, Jonathan in the booth will retweet you. Are we going to call you John Arvis today?
Sure.
Jan Arvis?
It's okay with that.
Tricky. Yeah.
It sounds like an actual name.
It sounds like a real
Hello, this is my friend, John Arvis. So, John Arvis in the booth. All right. I'm Matt Key, @TheMattKey.
I'm Meredith Placco, @MPlacco.
No, we'll get to you in a second. Coy.
I'm Coy Jondro, @CoyJondro.
And Master Kistler?
Alan Kistler, @SizzlerKistler.
And we have the very special guest, the Jenna Bush. Hello, Jenna.
Hi. I like to be the very special guest.
You're the very special guest.
I feel like I should say my Twitter handle, @JennaBush. The USCH, like the beer, not the president.
Not the other. So here's a funny story. I used to work at NBC News, in which Jenna Bush worked for us, and I was starting to understand the nerd news circle, and your name would get referenced by friends, and I was like, I'm really confused. I didn't know Jenna Bush was a nerd. And then they're like, no, it's not the former president's daughter.
I get that a lot.
That's how I discovered you, was through the former first daughter.
I had a big director who I had just interviewed email me and say, hey, listen, I got up super early in the morning so that I could watch you on the Today Show. And that wasn't you. But you're both blonde. I'm like, so we're the same.
Yeah,
totally the same. But it just happened to me at Atlantic City Boardwalk Con.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone talked to me for like 2 hours at my table, and then they were like, wait a minute. You don't have a wedding ring. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, but I thought you got married. I'm like, that's the other one. Sorry.
That was the moment of the wedding ring. They're like,
yeah.
Oh.
I'm like,
I think I'd like George Bush a lot more if his daughter did like comedy.
Yeah, that would be a selling point.
At least understand a little more about it.
Yeah, I know, right?
But
I love Spider-Man. I love Deadpool.
Was he talking to you about like politics? Like, did he want to have like this really deep conversation?
No, he was telling me, he was just like, I'm intrigued. I had no idea you were into this stuff. And I'm like, really? It's pretty well documented that I'm into this stuff. Yeah, like I have a lightsaber in my trunk. So, you know, and I've said that in interviews before, but I get messages for my father, in air quotes, all the time on Facebook. This woman from Brazil was like posting them constantly, and I wrote back, that's not my dad, I'm the other one, there's a C in my name, and I translated it into Portuguese so she would understand. Mm-hmm. And it never stopped, so I finally had to block her.
You in every language, so you can just send it out.
My dad was not the president. My dad is a very nice man.
Dad.
He was at the con with me.
Aww.
So was my mom and my uncle.
That's awesome. Are they East Coast? Or
they're East Coast, cool. Yeah.
That's you're talking about Jeb Bush there, right?
Yes, Jeb Bush.
Former super
My uncle would lose his mind if I told him that. Wow.
All right, well, let's jump into the news, shall we?
Yep.
We don't have a whole lot to talk about today, so we're going to have some fun a little bit later on. We've got some fan questions that we're going to bring out and everything. But first, we're going to go over to Marvel Studios, where we've had a good look at lots of on-set pictures this week.
Yeah.
Lots of pictures have come out. We chose some of our favorite ones and stuff that we thought we could probably talk about.
Yeah, real quick, guys, these are going to be spoiler-ish. I know some people don't even want to see the photos, so I just want to throw that out there. Like, avert your eyes, and we'll be talking about some things, because I have some on-set sources that told me some stuff. I'm living in Atlanta. I have a lot of people who are working on this film, so I want to share what I know, but I want to preface that we will let you guys tune off if you need to.
Yeah. So, I appreciate you giving that warning. It's spoiler light. I don't think it's giant spoilers. We all kind of know the characters who are already in there, but you know. But the first look, we've got Crossbones, I believe, is the first picture that we've got.
Yeah.
He looks so good, right?
Yeah.
Can we get there? We go. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like,
wow.
I got like the full shot. I chose the full shot because it shows the whole costume. My question is, what's on the hands? Like, what are those things on his hands? Like, he's got, like, high-tech brass knuckles? Is that what's going on?
I was wondering that this morning. I tried to enlarge the picture as much as I could, but I can't quite figure it out. Whatever they are, I want them. I want them.
You want them to go with the lightsaber in your trunk?
Yes. Well, okay, no, I also have Hulk hands and Iron Man hands. Hasbro sends me stuff sometimes, and it makes me very happy. So make those. Yes. Send them to me. Care of
Make
my father,
one
the president.
Of one, send it to me, not the president's house.
Not the president's house.
I like that it looks like you can actually, like, they can market this so easily to kids and adults. Like, I love that it looks like something a little kid could wear for Halloween that's adorable, but also it's still Crossbones. Like,
also, you're a terrible person.
I'm not saying I'm going to be a good parent. I'm saying that it's got potential. And I love Under the Mask. Do we have a picture of that?
We do later on.
Yeah. Okay, we'll
later
get
on. I thought
I get excited.
No, I know, but I wanted to keep it until later because that is a little bit more of a spoiler than everything else. So
this does Rock actually
and
look
robot fists.
They really are.
They totally do. It looks like an action figure to me. I mean, just this shot looks like you could have taken a small action figure and just positioned him and then done some like creative Photoshop to make it look like he was there.
So a couple of people are asking, who is Crossbones? So Crossbones in the comics he was a soldier. He basically became a merc, and he worked for the communist Red Skull before then working for the original Nazi Red Skull. And he's a merciless badass, and someone who can really give Captain America a good fight. And we saw him in Winter Soldier. He wasn't Crossbones yet. He was just Brock Rumlow.
Yeah.
And you saw him get burned at the end, but he survived. Like, that's the dude who becomes Crossbones.
Yeah, and like that very last shot of him on the gurney or whatever, like they had the straps over him and everything, and like all of us dorks were like, oh my god, there's Crossbones.
Comic spoiler alert, which might pertain to movie, was responsible for shooting Cap in the belly. In association with Peggy Carter.
Sharon.
I mean, the fact that
Sharon
he's in
Carter.
This movie.
Sharon Carter,
you,
yeah.
The other Carter.
Peggy
Carter.
Was already dead.
Peggy was long dead. Aww. She was an old lady. But he was responsible for... He was brainwashed by Red Skull, or no, she was.
Oh, no. Sharon was brainwashed by the Skull and
she did the up-close. He did
Faustus.
The distance shot,
And also Brock... one of his most famous storylines was finding the Red Skull's daughter, Sin, who before had been a willing accomplice and then sort of had this whole amnesia thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
And became a good person, but then Brock, through torture and I believe sexual assault as well, if I recall correctly, like basically broke through the hypnotic barrier she had and brought back the evil Red Skull daughter personality. Mm-hmm. And it was an intense, dark...
Yeah.
Sounds like Game of Thrones.
It was really dark. Yeah.
I mainly know him as playing around with Deadpool. His Deadpool stuff's fun. They have that cool like rivalry, the Deadpool thing. That's my...
What excites me about having him in Civil War, because he's such an integral part of what happens in Civil War, and you know, I don't want to, again, this is speculation from comics as to what they could do in the film. You know, we know Emily Van Camp is back as Agent 13, Sharon Carter, for all intents and purposes.
I think she was listed as Carter.
I think she was. What we're going to do is, what I hope we're going to see is, I hope we see that scene that plays out in the comics. I will say we do know that there's a funeral scene that was shot in Atlanta. It was actually shot at the Peachtree Christian Church next to SCAD Atlanta. And this is going to be a little spoiler if you guys want to turn off your ears. I don't want that spoiler alert. Blowhorn, though. I don't want that.
You can't handle that?
Real quick. But I was told...
I'll tell the chat when the spoiler's done.
Okay, I was told from sources on set that was actually Peggy Carter's funeral that they all attend.
Yeah.
So, I think you guys may have figured that out last week, but I wasn't here. Yeah, I mean, what's this stuff from last
week?
Yeah.
Don't take away my news. I was really excited to share this last week.
You have confirmation.
Sick.
If you have confirmation, that's cool.
I was very excited, and I couldn't share it. I wanted to be like, I have sources, and I felt cool for once.
You are cool.
Thank you.
Come
but yeah,
it's true.
All right, spoiler over.
So that's Crossbones, and he's got like weird things on his fists. And I don't think he has those in the comics. Like,
no.
But like, there's a set video of him punching Cap. And, like, Cap just flies backwards. So, like, I mean, that's got to, like... He's got, like, some Rock'em Sock'em things. Like,
are
that.
They
it's
made
set,
of vibranium?
Probably.
Only one can only hope.
They've opened that box now in the Marvel Cinema Universe, so...
So, anyway, let's go on to the next one, John Arbus. I chose this picture of Captain America because, A, it looks like he's doing some, like, funky dance move.
Yeah.
But also, it begs the question, what is he looking up at that he's terrified by?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on?
And nobody else in the scene seems to be looking up, like, reacting to whatever's going on.
Yeah.
Like, maybe like the guy behind him, but...
And he's clearly in Wakanda.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Clearly.
Well,
I mean,
I'm just going to go ahead and guess.
Well, and that's the other thing is, so they put out casting for, in Atlanta, they were looking for primary dark-skinned Africans, and it's, you know, from people who told me they are filming a certain section, actually an area that was used in some sets of Walking Dead.
Right.
They've transformed into a village of Wakanda with a lot of, like, street tents. It looks almost like a marketplace is what they've done. So, it's pretty awesome, and it's, I don't know, I get excited. I'm not from Atlanta, I just happen to live there, but I get so excited that little city that I lived in for a while is, like... Big production house now.
Hey, they have Dragon Con too.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
There's more
it's
to it
awesome.
Than Dragon Con and Coke. It's becoming a thriving metropolis. Now.
Finally.
But yeah, but I think also it's one of those little things that some of my friends are working on this, and I'm just proud. It's like Mama Meredith is so proud of her babies. But yeah, it's I heard there's a this precedes a fight scene, which I'm really excited about. So.
Well, I mean, I would imagine. Yeah. I'm like, I'm wondering if he's watching like the Falcon fly in, or like what other like flying character. Like, is Scarlet Witch taking off? Is he watching for Iron Man? Is Iron Man flying down?
Everyone's in the movie, so it could be
anybody.
Anyone? Entire cast is
has the Red Hulk jumped up into the air and is like crashing down on him?
Yeah. Please.
So, anyone else have anything they want to say about dancing Cap there?
Someone on the thread said he might be, he looks like he's being assaulted by the crowd, which is an interesting theory. if they're like turning on him, if he did something.
Or
the Civil War could, you know, if they're pro Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very true.
Or he's about to start a dance party.
Is it wrong that I want it to be a dance party?
Yeah. Not at all.
Party. Okay.
I just want to point out that suit is fantastic. Like, just
but
the
that
evolution.
Suit, though.
But
that
really,
suit,
that
though,
suit,
yeah.
The evolution of Cap's suit is amazing.
If the Infinity Gauntlet is like a disco ball-esque thing in this movie, and that's the dance party we're in for in Infinity War, I'm right with it.
So Infinity War Part 2 is just a musical? Is that what you're saying?
Everything led to this.
Yes.
Thanos made reality in his own image, and it's a dance party.
Josh Brolin battle rapping.
That's Infinity Wars, guys.
Yeah, that's Infinity War.
Wow.
Let's move on to the next one. It is Black Widow on a bike.
It's her stunt double.
No, that's actually her.
Okay.
There are other pictures of her as her stunt double. I know. You're having trouble with your vision.
I'm letting the people know.
No, you know what? It doesn't look that much like her. Actually, it looks more like Scarlet Witch from this angle, but I'm far away.
I think that looks
No, it's
much
her.
Like
now that I'm looking at it, but like my first...
It's definitely Black Widow.
I thought it wouldn't be the first thing that I...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For those of you who missed, I'm blind. I've become Daredevil, so I actually can't see anymore. We'll get into that later, but yeah. I can't tell if that's really her. I can't see.
No, it is. It is. Okay. And it looks like she's like standing up on her bike, like she's about to jump off of it. So,
hey, I wonder if when we make a toy of that, that it's actually going to be Black Widow on there.
We're going to put Falcon on that.
We'll
put Falcon on that. Yeah. And along with Thanos. Thanos will be
on the bike
also.
Yeah. Thanos on the bike.
I think so.
The famous Thanos cycle.
The Infinity Gauntlet finally gave me my own motorbike.
Come, Infinity Cycle. We will do Infinity Wheelies.
Accio Infinity Cycle.
We have light news weeks, and we're like, what if it's a dance party?
Yeah.
Like, we've devolved to there in 5 minutes.
I want to watch the movie that you guys are writing.
I would absolutely write an Avengers musical.
Yes,
or
Sam Rockwell has to come back from Iron Man 2 because that man can dance.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know, I love that he dances in every single movie he's in.
It's important.
It's incredible.
Very important.
It's like Johnny Depp having to say savvy in every movie.
Oh, God. I sat next to him when he was filming Moon because I was interviewing him for Choke, and he had a mustache. mustache that was all lopsided. Oh. And all I wanted to do the whole time was cut it for him and even it out.
Oh my God. So OCD.
Oh my God. Did he
finally let you?
No, but he kept putting his, he was sitting next to me, so he kept putting his arm on my shoulder and I was like, we're like close now.
We're friends.
So I can cut your mustache. Please let me fix it. No, didn't happen.
Were you going to say something?
I was going to ask, it kind of looks like Cap Spike.
It could be.
Well, no, just in that classic style, like the one that they, it just, I mean, it's hard.
It doesn't look like a one that falls out of the Quinjet that all the other guys ride except for her.
Yeah, it just kind of, or maybe, like, it just reminds me of the bike from, that we've seen, like, him, you know, to be honest, it actually looks like Cyclops' bike, let's just be honest here.
The one that Wolverine rides at the very end of X-Men and he hits the rocket and smiles.
But I guess it just kind of reminds me of, I don't know, it just looks like an old classic bike, but I can't.
It's a Cap-like bike, I can say that.
Don't ask me what I've seen. You know, she's actually driving a pizza. Like, that's what it looks like.
That's actually not. I think it's true. A pizza. I'm pretty sure it's a motorbike. Let's move on to Falcon. I chose the non-action for, I don't know why, like there's another one of him like flying in like on the strings and everything, but I just thought that was such a cool dynamic pose.
This is so awesome. How you doing?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Cap? Hey, I'm on the earpiece. Like, yeah, bro.
How do we look? Like sexy, but we're not trying? I mean, we're definitely sexy, but I think it's epic.
Hey, you know.
I love the red in that suit so much. Yeah. I'm so happy. That was one of my favorite moments of Age of Ultron, was just him landing in that suit looking so perfect.
Yeah. So cool. So cool. And it, again, looks like an action figure, so make one for me.
Yeah, just for you.
Just for you.
With the vibranium crossbones. Yes.
I think it's interesting that we've gotten to the point where people looking like action figures like this, when they do it right and they do it expensive looking, look so good. And we're like, we as a culture have accepted that superheroes are so the norm that this is okay. Yeah. Like 10 years ago, this would have been really weird to just be like, it's an Atlanta guy in a flying suit. But now it's like, hey, this is completely acceptable because it's a $1 billion industry. That makes me so happy.
He looks really good. Like you're saying, the red.
Yeah.
The red,
Because, like, the 80s, the Guyver looked like that, but it was silly. Like, now this is okay. Like, I love that technology has allowed this to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So happy.
I'm just excited from a costume design standpoint to see how well Marvel has been translating the superhero costume, taking it from just like a spandex flat design and making it utilitarian, but also iconic. I mean, it's
the evolution of the Spider-Man suit's really fascinating to me. It was cool in the Sam Raimi one, but he kind of had like spider pudge because the line work, and then the new Spider-Man suits are just the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
And I love that because it does look like something like a comic book spandex character would wear. Like, I mean, as a cosplayer, I've seen really great Spider-Man reproductions. But these aren't. Like, I always feel like the Sony Spider-Man costumes have been very true to what you'd expect, but this just takes it to this extra level where it has, like, armor
and padding. It's got a military flavor, which makes sense.
Well, my better half, who was supposed to be on today but is working on a film, actually worked on Spider-Man 3 and 4, which didn't happen, and I got to see some of the costume tests that were drawn up.
Cool.
And so when he's on next, you have to ask him about that.
I want to have him come on the Cosplay Coach show to talk about costuming design.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just going to sit here and geek out about the costumes. Like, just, it's my thing.
Because they're
okay. We'll ask you to leave eventually, so.
Matt has to kick everyone out every show.
At least once a show, I have to tell everyone to leave.
Slow burn leave. Eventually you'll be leaving.
I got to think of a good reason for me to get kicked out.
Yeah. Don't worry. Kisser and Koi usually get the brunt of that. That's true. Of that hate. Or love.
We earn it.
So let's jump to the next picture, which is, I'm going to go ahead and say it. That is Captain America holding the Ultimate Nullifier. I have no idea what that is, but I saw like three or four other pictures of it. I can only imagine it's like an actual fan because I saw other people holding
it. Yeah, it might be a fan.
So I think it might be a fan, but it took me 5 minutes to come to that conclusion.
It could be a fan because there are pictures of people walking behind him with an umbrella over his head. And I'm like, Captain America doesn't need an umbrella over his head.
But then you think about it. He's in Atlanta and
he needs
that's
an umbrella.
Sort of a suit running action.
I'm going to say they ran out of budget because of all the people casting it. That's Mjolnir.
They're CGI-ing Mjolnir?
No, they don't even have the CGI. That's it. That's from now on.
That's what it is.
It reminds me, there's like the Japanese toy that's like the two cups on a stick, and you have the ball, and you have to like try to catch it.
Steve Rogers is bored in Civil War. Like,
I'm going to let Falcon take this one.
He's got it.
I can't play these newfangled video games. I'm just going to stick with this.
He's had that since he was unfrozen. That's all he knows.
He's got like a Rubik's Cube and it's a little piece of home.
He had that in his pocket when he was frozen. It's from the 40s.
Yeah. Like in Avengers, I think Thor was the only one who actually had an air-conditioned costume. Like he had a cooling system built mm-hmm. in the costume.
Everyone That's else. What those little silver things were, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like everything else, everyone else just had to deal with it.
Well, that was in the original. In Avengers 2, they all had coolant systems.
Right. That's
you
right.
can learn about that on Cosplay Coach Episode 5, Avengers Age of Ultron.
All right, let's move on to another picture of Crossbones. This one revealing the man underneath.
There
and
it
look
is.
At that scarring. Like
that is there's
another picture that if you look online that has like the entire other side of his face. It's a little bit further away. That's why I chose the close-up. But the scarring looks so good. And it's so...
I have to just say, I'm so happy Frank Grillo is not just working, but he's freaking Crossbones. That man is so talented, wow. and Warrior is such a good movie, and I'm so glad he's playing this exact right part for him. Like, he's perfect.
Him.
He's so good.
He's so good. And he actually tweeted the line, "I laugh at your superpowers. Grab your hammers and your shield and whatever else you need. I'm ready."
Aww.
So he's been tweeting all this stuff.
That's
so he's
so
like,
great.
Awesome. He tweeted a picture of himself in the makeup chair before anything was put on him. Yeah. And so like, you can tell he's
I love
really
how
into
it
this.
Is. Yeah, it's incredible.
Cool. I wish they had done something with his eye, though, like white it. Maybe they will in post
well, they
or
might
something.
Do it in post,
I have a I hope his eyes
he's
is got like
the,
all white.
He's got the helmet on and everything. So
that looks so cool.
Yeah, that looks great. And there's a video of him, he and Cap fighting. And at
oh,
the very
does
end
that
of
get
it,
released?
They hug it out. It's just like a little kick or two, and
That's
then they
so
hug
cool.
it out. It's nice. Like, oh, they're good buddies.
It's actually how Civil War ends.
With Cap hugging Crossbones.
Very
are you talking? Are you talking about Miller's Miller's
they just,
run?
They just have a big circle hug,
and then dance an infinity whore.
Good morning, Stosh.
Post war.
Oh my god!
Now I sent in a picture of Rudd and Scarlet Witch. I don't know if it made it into the run. Oh, it did.
Oh,
great. Okay.
Nice.
So we've got Paul Rudd is on set, and I like to imagine that you know Anthony Mackie's like Paul Rudd. Yeah, I loved you. And all your other movies, I'm excited to have you on this one. Like, I love that they're having like that conversation.
Mm-hmm. They totally are.
At least
are.
in my head,
they're talking about Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what they're talking about.
That,
yeah.
That Mark Ruffalo on the red carpet thing. Have you guys seen that? Where Mark Ruffalo, Paul Rudd's being interviewed, and Mark Ruffalo walks by him and he goes. And it's like one of my favorite things just because that cast seems like such a family and they do like 10 movies together so I love that they're all like Avenger
all
bros mm-hmm.
yeah.
Avenger bros
also Anthony Mackie's really nice. I did an event and my dad was out visiting me for Real Steel and he was really nice to my dad so and so every time I interview
well,
him
well your
now,
dad was the president
that's true my dad was the president seriously someone's gonna hear it just from that spot and actually start tweeting me about my dad again but no my dad was out and so every time I interview Anthony Mackie I'm like you're so nice to my dad.
Aww.
So
and he's like, oh, I remember your dad. He was a nice guy.
Yeah. Hate his politics,
tricks.
But...
Another guy that's been in the game forever that I'm also so happy he's a superhero, like, Hurt Locker, he's incredible. And he was working for, like, 10 years before that. Like, Anthony Mackie deserves this.
Hurt Locker was so good,
And Pain
too,
and Gain,
like,
man.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yes,
Thank
Pain
you.
And Gain.
Yeah.
The movie Michael Bay was born to make.
I didn't see it, but I assume you guys are talking about Paul Rudd. In
oh, yeah,
movie,
Paul,
right? Yeah, Paul Rudd was
and
great.
Everyone,
in, that, right?
everyone in it was.
Paul Rudd as Mark Wahlberg in Pain and Gain.
Yeah. An amazing performance.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I bought it.
No. Sorry, I just don't know a lot of people who like Pain and Gain as much as I do.
It's all of the things that you want to like in a Michael Bay movie, but he knows it's a Michael Bay movie.
But I also forget you're also my Dwayne Johnson's favorite brother.
All day.
So.
We're going to get to that thread. Yeah. We're going to get to the Rock talk.
So the last picture we have for Civil War, 20 minutes in now, is Scarlet Witch. And
breakdance fighting.
She's breakdance fighting.
She's raving, guys. Come on.
I want to point out, here's what's going on. Are you ready? Look at her hands. This is what she's going to form.
Oh!
That's the whole reason I chose that picture, because it looks like she's doing some Doctor Strange manipulation there.
Has he been rumored to be on set? Is he
mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
I know you'd know. So.
Oh, I know. I know.
That opened the show.
My strange sense would go on.
I do know someone who's seen some of the pre-production, though, and apparently it's amazing.
You'll have to talk to that after the show.
Yeah. I don't think we're allowed to talk about that right now, right?
No. Can't say anything other than it looks amazing.
Wait, have you seen it or have you heard that it looks amazing?
I have heard that it looks amazing. I have not seen it myself. No.
So now, do we know if she's actually shooting or is she just like hanging out on set?
She's in.
Like, well, I know she's in the movie, but has she started production yet? Like, is this her costume or is she just
visiting? No, yeah, this is I think she has.
Has she?
I mean, she was. She my sources saw her filming on set.
Cool. So, okay. Cool. Yeah. So she started, because I know Jeremy Renner just started today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he tweeted that out earlier this morning. Like, yeah, oh, starting today. Yeah. That's I think exactly what he
exactly
said.
Exactly.
20s Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. Just I'm told that my Renner
Jeremy
impression
Gumshoe
is flawless. Yeah, I'm Jeremy Renner. See,
what mysteries is he solving on the set?
Oh man, so many. Aww. Like, there's a goo monster that's running
He's
around.
Handle it.
I suspect it's actually the old carnival owner.
Marvel, aww, never let us not have news again. This is what happens.
Yeah, this is what happens. So now we're going to jump over to also the rumor that Black Panther is chasing the Winter Soldier in Civil War.
I like that idea.
So, and if there's no picture for that, so we don't need to look at the screen anymore. Yeah, that's the rumor that's going on right now, is that Black Panther is actually leaving Wakanda to hunt down the Winter Soldier.
We're going
to
pretend that didn't happen.
Really?
What happened?
Odd noises.
Nothing happened.
No, it's an alarm. My phone is off, I promise.
Yeah. So I think that leaves us to assume that maybe Winter Soldier killed T'Chaka?
It's possible. And hey, did you guys ever? I know Matt and I talked about this on a panel, I think, but there was that moment from the Avengers Age of Ultron trailer with the woman in the cave, and for a while people were speculating that person was related in some way to Black Panther. So I don't know, that could maybe factor, because it never made it into the movie.
That's a Norn. She was a Norn.
A Norn.
Yeah.
A Norn
stone. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Came out and said,
"Okay,
yeah."
He's we all thought it was like.
From
Wakanda, like, what are they called? His special guard.
Dora
Milaje.
Yeah.
We all thought it was that or Shuri, or something like that. And then he was like, no, she was a Norn. It's like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
it was part of that whole Thor thing that didn't really pan out.
Yeah.
All problems can be solved by a soak in a tub.
Well,
I mean, it's not.
I like
not
tubs.
True.
Baths are soothing.
That was like one of the only problems I had with Age of Ultron. I loved the movie, but
Third time I saw it, really loved it. I'm really happy that
you've seen it three times.
I keep going back, and it keeps getting better.
That's awesome. I'm going to say on record, Age of Ultron.
That's good to know.
Really, I have to say it again. I had the worst migraine in the entire universe when I saw that movie. And by the way,
it's really good. Overwhelmed.
I want to. Yeah, if you're going to have a migraine, that is not the movie to watch at all.
Stimuli.
But the whole thing, I was like, "Where's the lady? Where's the lady from the cave?"
I love that the MCU has made me love Captain America. Like when you were talking about the Crossbones stuff, I didn't know any of that, because I just knew him as like that guy. He was feisty with Deadpool. Like, I didn't know him separately, and this has gotten me into Cap. Like, Chris Evans is so good at being Cap that it's somehow relevant to my comicdom.
I have to say, as someone who's been reading Cap for about 5 years now, I love MCU Cap more than comic Cap, because he's a lot more relatable, and Chris Evans really, you know. And I remember when Chris Evans was cast for Captain America, and people were just so like, that Canadian, he can't do it. So,
he's from Boston.
Yeah,
he's from the land of this country being formed.
Exactly.
Sorry, keep going.
That was good. I was actually going through like old tweets when people were tweeting at me about how angry they were about Chris Evans casting as Cap. Yeah, and I forgot that was a thing, that people hated it, and now we're all like, no, wait, he's really...
He grew up like 20 minutes from me, so when he was announced as Cap, I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to read Cap comics. And now that he is Cap, I'm like, Cap comics?
Yeah.
Love that. MCU, killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally killing it. But what do you guys think? Like, are you upset that maybe the Winter Soldier killed T'Chaka instead of Claw? Do you think it's like he's got the wrong guy?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think it's that. I think Winter Soldier has a lot of his own personal crimes he's going to have to pay for and come to terms with. But I think this might be a really good case where they write in a mistaken identity to really introduce these characters, and then to have them come together on a common ground to eventually, like, it'd be great to see Bucky appear in Black Panther as kind of a sidekick to T'Challa, and then they actually have to go after Claw.
Yeah,
like, that would be really awesome.
The story problem of what you want the audience to be able to forgive Bucky for,
right?
Yeah,
and the fact is, if you say, you know, he's been working as an assassin secretly for decades, we accept that, we can acknowledge that, but we can still say, oh, but we love Buck and we want him to get better. Whereas if you give him a very personal stake with another character we like, and he killed Black Widow's father, or and he killed Black Panther's father, or and he killed Steve's girlfriend, if it gets personal like that, it can become harder for the audience to forgive it, because now we're on the journey with the other characters, which could be a challenging thing, but we're not talking about a TV show. We're talking about a movie. So they've got to wrap it up.
Yeah. Right, because I just had Stephen DeKnight from Daredevil on my show yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, making a villain really likable. Because, you know, you're like, Fisk, I know you're bad. Don't care. I want you to win. He's so cool. But yeah, and I think it's much harder to do in a film versus a show. But at the same time, like, it also will depend greatly on the performance, how far you can push that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes... Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on.
I know.
I heard Fisk.
It's not going to. It's so hard not to know.
Like, just a little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy news. Nothing big, but we learned this week that Christopher Pratt has signed... he let it slip. What was the quote? He said, I'm tied to doing three or five more Guardians of the Galaxy or whatever. It is. You know, two more Guardians plus another couple. That's kind of how I imagine him saying it. So he's saying, I've got two more Guardians, which means that there's going to be a possible threequel for Guardians, which I think we've all kind of assumed that possibility.
Yeah.
But then he's also saying... And plus a couple others. So like
Infinity War.
It's safe to assume Infinity War, maybe Captain Marvel, which is happening, going to be in the cosmic side. So it's exciting to think that Chris Pratt is going to be there.
Yeah, he's locked in.
So like Star-Lord will be in those. And does that mean like the rest of the Guardians are going to be out there? So,
but we know this from other contract talks that have come out that it's kind of across the board. They all have to sign on for extra stuff. So it's not saying he definitely is. It's just he's available to do them if Marvel wants him.
Marvel, you should want him.
Everyone should hire Chris Pratt for anything ever.
Yes, you should.
I just have to say, on record, Chris Pratt is the nicest person I have ever worked with by a large margin. Everyone I've worked with has been great, but I got my SAG card playing his little brother on a movie, and he literally, it was the first time I was ever first team, he literally showed me, like, Video Village, the crew, introduced me, and everyone walked me around and was like, this is a set! And I was like, you're the greatest man! And now he's Star-Lord,
I've never
wanted someone to be A-list more, and now he's literally the king of the world, and I'm so happy.
You're Star-Lord's little brother.
I know! Oh my god!
You look it, too! You could be Star-Lord's little brother.
Little Star-Lord.
You just need better clothes.
Yeah, and I'll work on that.
Can it fit?
That's a good shirt.
But yeah, so I'm really happy for Chris Pratt, and he should be in 12 Marvel movies.
Yes. Yes. In fact, he should be in every Marvel movie. Always. And all the Avengers.
If I remember correctly, I think they even hire the Quicksilver actor. I just forgot his name.
Which, X-Men or?
No, for Avengers.
I forgot his name.
Aaron
Taylor-Johnson.
Taylor-Johnson, yes.
I think they have him for, like, a few more movies also, but I think it was just, like, a contingency in case they moved on. So, like,
right, because they did that separate scene.
Just because they've signed on. Yeah.
We're like, hey, I didn't
die. The alternate ending, yeah. So
sorry,
I think it's partly a contingency, but I think it's the way that Chris said it, like, they've got me for two more Guardians plus this.
It's smart. I mean, you don't want your actor to be able to renegotiate contracts after they make so much money.
Yeah.
Because Downey Jr., they're suffering through that now because he had the power to be like, how about $1 billion?
Yeah. How about you give me like 55%
of the
grocery
just buy that island for me? Just buy the island. I'm yours.
But RDJ's been really good about fighting for pay for his people.
Right.
Yeah. So
I love that.
Yeah.
You can give him Iron Man Island.
For Vermont.
Yeah.
I want Vermont.
Sure.
And my friends want Upstate New York.
Yeah. No one else is using it.
So, speaking of Age of Ultron, real quick news with them. They have now joined the $1 billion club along with Avengers and Iron Man 3. That's worldwide. That's not necessarily domestic, but still $1 billion from the rest of the world.
I was just going to say.
And it probably is a lot of repeat viewing. Like, I know my fiance and I went and saw it twice. So, you know.
I will see it again.
I actually wouldn't mind going to see it again just to see Vision at a three-quarter slant shooting his mind jump.
You know what? One thing, that's enough for me.
I
think that the movie doesn't get enough credit for, at least Wanda doesn't get enough credit for. And this is, I know we've talked so much about Age of Ultron.
Dude, but that's what we're here to do, man.
This one thing that occurred to me, because like on one hand I was thinking, wow, we should have really had a scene where Vision phases through Ultron, because the whole thing of him having a vibranium body is that Mjolnir couldn't break through vibranium, Cap couldn't break through vibranium, and Iron Man couldn't break through vibranium. But who did was Wanda. And I feel like that moment didn't quite get the same power.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like a lot of the audience sort of forgot how impressive this is, that Wanda cracked Ultron's shell, that no one else could do that. At the same token, I think maybe we should have seen Vision mess with him more.
Yeah,
inside. I think you just need to make it a little bit stronger. Why Vision?
Just a little bit.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that it took three separate powers to crack vibranium to show how strong vibranium is, and to give you the option to say it was any. It's a great move for continuity that you could say it was any of those three things, or you needed all three of those three things.
Yeah.
It makes vibranium much stronger, and I think it was really smart.
Well, let's move on real quick.
Yes.
we're not going to talk about this. I'm just going to throw it out there, and you can go look it up if you want to. But I knew if I didn't say anything, we'd probably get guffed for it, especially with my love of Legos. my much publicized love of Legos. There's apparently like a spoiler for the very end of the film, like the end fight.
Oh my God.
With one of the Lego sets that's come out. Like a secret villain has been revealed or something like that with the Legos. I read it because I typically don't care about that stuff. I'm like, oh, it's a spoiler, whatever.
Is it a big thing?
It feels like a big thing.
Can you pull it?
Yeah, I want to know what it is now.
Well, I'll tell you guys after the show.
Okay, occupational hazard. Yeah, I'm used to getting spoilers.
Yeah, so you just have to be patient. But I'm throwing it out there. Okay. Ant-Man Legos, if you just are dying to know, look it up.
I know what it is.
So,
it's Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yep.
As a spoiler. Lego?
As a Lego, yep.
They're doing that just to spite me.
He's actually a Transformer.
Whoa.
Because Disney bought the rights.
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
So, jumping over to Sony real quick. Marvel is apparently looking at Matthew McConaughey for rumor, Norman Osborn. That's the rumor.
I love it.
Nothing's
so
confirmed.
Much.
Nothing's confirmed, but it is a rumor.
You
so.
Know, someone tweeted at me this week actually asking who
how
could.
How dare they?
I know. How dare someone talk to me? No, but they were asking who I think McConaughey could play, and this was before the spoilers came out. And I thought Osborn safe choice, but also, like, I would like actually to see him play Korvac.
Oh my God, it is so fun to have a core back at all.
I would like Dallas Buyers Club McConaughey to play Cletus Cassidy.
Okay,
I would like Gone Trail Twisted, all right, McConaughey to handle Carnage.
Wow. Because
if you look at McConaughey the right way, he can be real creepy. Like True Detective's McConaughey.
Yeah.
And
oh,
also looking at Dazed and Confused, that man now probably isn't doing too well in the legal system. So I think Dazed and Confused as a prequel to Carnage.
That could be awesome.
I like
Carnage in the comics was awesome for that first story, and then very quickly he was just like, you have no motivation other than to kill everyone.
Chaos.
But you weirdly won't kill these people who you work with.
They'd have to write it good.
Like what I'm saying is there was I think it was Amazing Spider-Man 2 video game, or Spider-Man 2 video game where they had Carnage in it, and he was fascinating there. Because he saw himself, he was actually a serial killer as opposed to a spree killer.
Well, I always saw him as Marvel's Joker, you do it right.
Well, in the video game, he saw himself as like a kindred spirit to Spider-Man. So he was killing criminals, but then convincing himself they were all guilty. People were all guilty of something, and you're holding back, and there was this whole rejection. It was just so much more cunning.
And he could do that.
He could absolutely do that.
I think you need someone that's really, really good. Like, and Norman Osborn's also. You need that kind of pathos. You need someone that can play both sides. Because he needs to be charming to the public and then absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Also, father. Also, like, there's just so much Norman Osborn that they haven't done right yet. And either him or Bryan Cranston, because Bryan Cranston just looks like Norman Osborn.
Bryan Cranston would be such a good Osborn.
Since they didn't go Lex Luthor for some reason, I really think that he'd be a great... Bryan Cranston would be a great... Norman Osborn.
Lex Osborn.
Lex Osborn. Fantastic. Yeah. Amalgam universe. Let's make it happen.
Amalgam, let's do it. Do you think they're going to take and bring... If they do this, if they do Norman Osborn, McConaughey, or whoever... do you think that we'll get like the Iron Patriot Civil War stuff? Do you think like
I hope so. I really hope we get Dark Avengers.
I would think so.
Yeah,
I would
think
so. Need
does
to.
That,
yeah.
does that mean like we're going to start bringing in Thunderbolts and everything? And
that
if
would
so,
be
where
awesome.
Does that fit? Like,
I think it'd be really hard because you've got 10 years of story. I think it'd be an interesting move because Norman Osborn is such a legacy character for Spider-Man. He in some arcs is the responsible for the death of his baby. He's responsible for the clones in weird ways. He's like he's always pulling the strings. So to introduce him with the Thunderbolts with Iron Patriot with all the Spider-Man stuff, that'd be like, hey, he's the big bad of all of Marvel and we haven't introduced him yet. Please do well, McConaughey. Like,
but
it's burden.
I think it's something they can build to because, you know, again, we can take everything from the comics, throw it out the door, and they can rebuild his... I mean, we don't even need backstory of him being this evil, terrible thing or the Thunderbolts other than he comes up with this idea that I'm going to have my own group of patriots that are going to fight and then we can reverse engineer their backstory. We don't need prequels to know who they are because if the story is done right, we can just kind of have it and we just accept that this is not good. This is not what we should be for. So, sorry. Words hard. Brain injury.
just had the same.
Yeah, but I really think that's how they could introduce it. And I'd really like that because I'd really like to see, the Dark Avengers working from the shadows to overtake Osborn and his group. And then I'm also really partial because I love Carla as Miss Marvel. She's just one of my favorite redemption characters. So.
Yeah.
In. I love McConaughey as it. And before we move on to non-Spider-Man things,
please.
We received the rumor while on air last week.
The Asa Butterfield that I texted you guys?
Yeah. And I moved on quickly because I didn't think it was founded in enough fact yet. Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention it, but I got a lot of guff for not, like, taking time. We don't know it's true. We can't, like, have
it's
a 20-minute rant.
It's just
on a rumor.
It's
audience,
a rumor.
I love you all, but sometimes we got to move on. But I think he'd be a really interesting Spider-Man. I don't know
if Asa Butterfield?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's the right Spider-Man for the world they're building, but I think he has the acting chops, so yeah. I hope it...
I still wish it was Tony Revolori.
Who is that?
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I did not come up with that idea. Silas Lesnick, my co-host for A Most Craved, came up with that, but I love that idea.
I love that.
Because it doesn't really matter what race he is.
No. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. That's kind of the thing about Spider-Man. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
He's all of us.
Spider-Man is all of us.
I saw like a rumor months ago that they were looking at Freddie Highmore, and I've been stuck on Freddie Highmore.
Oh, see, I like that a lot, too.
Like, if you look at him, and like, I think someone even did like fan art of Freddie Highmore in the spider suit, and you're just like, oh, that's Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And like, he's got that sort of like sweet demeanor. Like, I don't know a lot about Asa Butterfield except for Ender's Game.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was great in Ender's Game, and he held his own against Harrison Ford. He was wonderful. But he's like a very, like, he was very tough and severe.
He's also
actor.
Very, yeah. like, he's unnerving and not in a very present way, but in like his look just makes you kind of like. And I think it'd be a better Harry Osborn.
He's less affable than you'd expect Peter
Parker to be. You look at
Peter
and you're like, no. But and like, when I look at Osborn, I don't go, no. I go, I don't know.
Yeah, when I see Freddie Highmore, I'm like, oh, buddy, you can be Peter Parker. I could feel bad for you.
I do like that Butterfield loves the character, and he's been like lobbying, so he got a lot of points there for me, but I just don't know if he's...
I'm not going to hate.
Yeah,
Asa
no, absolutely
Butterfield
not.
Peter
I love the idea.
He's not my first choice, but I'm not going to hate.
I'm
it
never
going to
get Jake Gyllenhaal, so I've given up. I want college professor Jake Gyllenhaal Spider-Man. That's not going to happen.
Aww.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
One day.
But we might get a McConaughey Green Goblin going. All right,
that's
all right.
Great
pumpkin
plan
bomb.
B.
Yeah.
It should be Paul F. Tompkins.
All right.
As long as J.K. Simmons comes back, the franchise is
franchise is good. All right, moving to Fox. X-Men Apocalypse. Real quick, we're going to have Psylocke with purple hair, says her
hairdresser.
Yeah, I just chose that. I think that's from Brian Woods.
And that's great because everyone here in L.A. has funky colored hair, so I feel like...
I myself have had the purple hair.
Yeah, I feel like so much of us who work in the nerd world, we get away with that, but, you know, Olivia, maybe with Newsroom, hasn't been able to go funky with her hair, but now she can finally rock it.
It's washable. Yeah. I have the remnants of pink, purple, and blue in here, so... I was fighting a losing battle because I have to wash my hair every day because exercise. But it's still there, and I'm...
Dry shampoo.
I love the idea of Psylocke as an Asian woman with a British accent that just happens to be a Silver Lake hipster. Like,
exactly.
She's just like, I'm all these things, and I drink Intelligentsia coffee. Like, that's why she has purple hair.
Hangs out at Black Cat.
That's all her backstory is. It's like, Olivia Munn, we found her in the wild. As Olivia Munn. Yes.
Jumping over to the New Mutants film, this week the writer and director, or one half of the writing duo, but the director, Josh Boone, who did The Fault in Our Stars, tweeted out his exceptionally extreme fandom for X-Men in general. I think we have a picture.
Oh, what the kid reading. Oh,
that's him.
That's
him with his writing partner. Like, they've been friends for years, reading comics together for years. And I think we have one more picture of his current collection.
Yeah.
Those are all X-Men omnibuses. He's read everything.
I already love this movie because of this.
Yeah, like that. Like, I know it's kind of silly, but like that got me.
Oh, that's done.
So excited! Like, I was like, oh, he knows it, and he's doing this New Mutants,
it's
which
not
is like
silly.
Not
30 years of caring.
Yeah.
Well, that's when some people got upset when the guys who did oh my gosh, Winter Soldier, why am I blowing
Russo Brothers?
Brothers. And like, even my roommate was like, I don't know, they do Community. I'm like, they're geeks. Have you watched Community? They're giant nerds. They love this stuff. This is their lifeblood. Winter Soldier's in great hands. And then she saw it, she's like, they're amazing. And then she watched Community, like, this is amazing. I'm like, when nerds get to be professional nerds and get to work on the stuff that we grew up loving, you know it's going to be good.
Also, it's sad that she didn't watch Community when it was on.
I know.
Yeah. Because it's one of the best. It's just really one of the best.
It's
so
amazing
good.
Show.
The last night's episode on Yahoo, there was an elevator scene with Dean Pelton.
I heard.
I haven't seen it yet.
It is too funny. It's Jim Rash doing a parody of the elevator scene from Winter Soldier.
Oh my
with
god!
Paintballs, and it's super
every
funny.
Every time they do
it's
a paintball
funny.
Episode,
yeah.
Yeah.
God.
So, yeah. So yeah. So
that makes me happy.
Now, Meredith and I were both out last week. I wanted to throw in my hat into the ring on the New Mutants. I think that there, because there was the rumor that they were doing the X-Force movie. I think that's what this is going to be.
I think so too.
Yeah,
that's what I've been hearing anyway.
Yeah. So, like, I think you know we'll probably end up with like Cannonball, hopefully, because he's one of my favorite X-Men. But I think we might get to see like Cable. I think we'll probably get Sunspot because he's already been cast. He was in Days of Future Past. So. I'm excited about that. I think we're probably going to see the birth of X-Force, or we're just going to call New Mutants X-Force.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I think that's fair.
X-Force is such a different tone, though, if they do. You know, it's an R-rated almost.
No,
like, X-Force is really...
That's new X-Force.
Current X-Force. Well, they're drawing all from recent. Like, they don't go to the 60s in these movies.
But I don't think they're... I think if they're going to pull from New Mutants, I think it's going to be more 90s.
Yeah,
style.
I really think so.
Because that goes in line with what we're having with
the
Apocalypse. 80s,
yeah, Apocalypse.
So I think they're waiting. I think they want to and can do an X-Force movie, but I think now is not the right time.
I'd love a new Mutants be younger skewed, and then in like 5 years do X-Force as directed by like the Wachowskis.
Well,
I think
New Mutants is going to be a way to kind of bridge what they're doing in Apocalypse and move into a new franchise and everything else. And, I mean, they've got Deadpool now, and he came out of X-Force and New Mutants.
Right.
What was it, X-Force number 2? No, he wasn't in it, 2. I can't remember. Anyway, do you remember Deadpool's first appearance?
Deadpool's New Mutants.
It was an X-Force 1 or 2.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
It was,
okay. He wasn't in New Mutants.
Yeah.
Okay.
New Mutants number 100 is where X-Force came out.
Right.
Oh, that's what I'm associating.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, blah, 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 blah.
Books.
Fantastic Four, real quick, on the X-Men Days of Future Past Rogue Cut, they're going to have a like a preview.
Yeah.
Like a bigger trailer, like maybe a couple scenes or something like that from Fantastic Four.
Does that movie come out soon?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. I will tell you. Fantastic Four opens on August 7th. The Rogue Cut is released July 14th.
Right.
Okay.
So 3 or 4 weeks before.
Makes sense.
It is awfully close for a preview of a film.
Yeah.
But.
But, you know, like that actually, I was like, I have marginal interest in the Rogue Cut. And then I was like, oh, wait, I might be able to see like a couple scenes early. Maybe I'll go out and get
it. 17 extra minutes.
Yeah, it's a good chunk of movie.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I haven't bought the Blu-ray because I've been waiting for the Rogue Cut because I want to see it the right way. Also, Michael Biehn for Cable.
Yes.
Just throw that in real quick.
Just wanted to, before we move on. But I think that it's smart to cross-promote because Fantastic Four has had a lot of iffy press and they'll need.
Agreed.
That last trailer was great, though.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I like the trailer.
I'm excited about it now. So... That's it for all the news. Now we're going to turn our attention to some fan stuff for the last 15 minutes of our show.
1 second. For the first time, New Mutants 98 was first Deadpool.
Wait, what? I was right.
I own Alan. I think.
Oh my god!
It's only going to happen once. I didn't drop
you. Right.
It's not going to happen again.
I've known Alan for a long time. I don't think I've ever seen that happen.
It's not going to happen again.
You're right. Uh-huh. 98.
Feels so good.
Well done. I really thought it was until X-Force. No, well done.
Yeah, I get one.
You get the one.
I'm not even going to try again. I got one.
So first of all, we wanted to make a quick apology to all you fans. The title of the show last week was a spoiler.
Oh, God.
It was on the title.
None of us did that.
Yeah, no, I know. There was on the production side, but there was a spoiler in the title.
Oh.
I apologize. We are going to try and take a little bit more control over that a little bit in releasing and just double-checking everything. I apologize that it happened. We all apologize that it happened. We got a lot of Twitter hate for it.
Just because Marvel announces something on The View 2 weeks beforehand doesn't make it okay.
So, anyway, I apologize. We won't do that again. Please don't hate us. So, fan questions. We have Bradley Clayton. Sorry, my cursor's over it. Could you guys please talk about the new Avengers group at the end of Ultron? I don't know too much about them. So, we've got Falcon, we've got War Machine, we've got Scarlet Witch, we've got Vision.
And Black Widow heading
Black
them up.
Widow
right.
and Captain America.
Yeah.
So, go! talk about them.
Well, if you saw Age of Ultron, you know who they all are.
Okay, so... I'll defer to you.
Oh, no. I mean, I honestly would say that they're all pretty well introduced in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, they don't... This particular group does not have a history in the comics.
Yeah.
They're you know, we have West Coast Avengers, Great Lakes Avengers, New Avengers. This particular team-up, we haven't really seen done.
Mm-hmm.
Parts of them, you know, we've got Scarlet Witch hanging out on the West Coast Avengers with Vision, yep. And I think Iron Man was on that
I think
one.
So.
Yeah.
But it's I'm excited that they're introducing the concept of the new Avengers.
Yeah.
Because it gives us, if the old guys ever want to come back and team up for their mm-hmm. own film, we've got this really cool new set. My only wish is that I wish we had Kate for young female Hawkeye, because she's just a fantastic character in herself.
Yeah. More ladies.
Yeah.
More ladies.
Well, but also her relationship with Clint is so yeah. fantastic, especially if you read the Matt Fraction Hawkeye stuff.
Yeah.
It's a really great father-daughter, mentor, protege relationship. And just Kate's own story within that team is so fantastic.
Yeah.
But I can hope. But in terms of the movies, I think it's going to be exciting.
You've also got this new Avengers team is sort of not stand-ins, but nice analogs mm-hmm. to the mm-hmm. Avengers team we've already had in the movies.
Yeah.
We've still
yeah.
got Captain Black Widow, but you've got the Vision replacing Thor's kind of power. You've mm-hmm. got Scarlet Witch's, like, general blasting effects replacing the Hulk's ability to damage.
Mm-hmm.
You've got mm-hmm. War Machine's of Iron Man. And you have the Falcon, who generally does not want to be in a fight, replacing Hawkeye, who was very much the postmodern humor.
Oh, yeah. A guy yeah. with powers yeah. that are mechanical. That's really
right,
interesting.
Right, right. Yeah. So you've actually like given us an analog to the previous movie, Avengers.
So you still yeah. have like this like yeah. similar effects, right. though they right. are different power sets
yeah.
for the most
and,
part.
And the first superhero team on film to have two black dudes on it.
Which is
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah.
It's good to see
and
that.
I also think they're all compelling characters in their own
except
right.
Except if you count, like, the last X-Men film where they were all just... Like, Storm and Bishop were there and then died.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
They killed Eddie so fast.
I know.
In that first class. And
but
he was
sorry,
the most
you were
powerful.
Saying Meredith?
What?
I know.
I was just saying they're all compelling characters in their own
yes.
right. Because one of the issues I've always had whenever X-Men in the comics tries to bring in a new generation of mutants to replace the main core, they're never really that interesting.
Yeah.
It takes, especially in comic books, years to build up characters that you love and feel connected with. But like, I'm sorry, I'm reading Uncanny X-Men and Scott Summers, like, ragtag team, as funny as gold balls can be. Like, these characters aren't quite iconic and they're reaching for power sets where
yeah.
I feel like in the MCU with Avengers, it's, and even they've done that in the comics, I feel, with like the current run of like Young Avengers.
Yeah.
These characters are really great. Awesome, fully formed people who can stand on the same level as their older teammates, you know?
Yeah,
it makes
totally
me happy.
I think, I
was just saying, also someone pointed out on Twitter, Tomas Zelenka, I'm sorry if I mispronounced mm-hmm. that there's also a team, superhero team on screen with two women
mm-hmm.
and only one white guy on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to call him out too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good point because, like, it's really, Marvel's doing a really good job
yeah.
diversifying,
mm-hmm.
and I think
yeah.
Marvel
yeah.
Cinema doing the same. I mean, it's great.
Now, if we can just get that in the toys,
yes.
I will be happy. I have dollars. Take them.
Seriously, Hasbro. And also, you've got, it's such an interesting lineup because you have three people who are in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one person who's been a SHIELD agent. And then an Eastern European would-be terrorist.
And a newly birthed AI.
Yeah, and a newly birthed AI who is both incredibly wise and quite literally newborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's interesting is they've given us all the characters, minus, you know, naturally mm-hmm. Cap, but they've given us all the characters that haven't had their own solo film. So
yeah.
they've kind of done
yeah.
what they did with Phase 1 by introducing all these characters in small ways and then building to a team. Now mm-hmm. we have a new Avengers team that's a new Avengers team.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really smart move in every sense of the word for Civil War, because now we have a team we know and trust and we followed, and this new team, and we like them, so it's going to be a great conflict.
Yeah,
it's going to
be a lot
totally
of fun.
Agree.
So, moving on real quick, Roger Moore asked us, who do you think Nikolai Coster-Waldau, is it Waldo?
Coster-Waldau, I think.
Coster-Waldau.
I could be totally wrong, but...
could play in the MCU. So, I can't pronounce that name. I apologize for butchering
And if
it,
you guys don't know, he's Jamie.
Jamie Lannister.
Jamie Lannister from Game of Thrones.
From Game of Thrones.
Kind of looks like Jack
Nova.
Richard
Ooh.
Rider?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's my...
I like
yep.
that.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Okay,
yeah,
totally fine with
that.
That.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a really
yeah.
good one.
Can you tell us a little bit about Nova real quick for people who may not know him? No, so the Nova Corps
mm-hmm.
and Guardians of the Galaxy were based on this character of Nova, who's
well,
more or less kind of like a Green Lantern
yeah,
of the Marvel
it's
Universe.
It's totally a Green
Space
Lantern.
Cops.
Yeah.
yeah, it's absolutely a Green Lantern Corps. They even have the same
They just don't
origin.
Have the mm-hmm. power rings.
They have the helmet.
Right. They
have
they
the helmet,
have,
but
they have the Nova
can't,
Force.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't
yeah.
manipulate light, can they? Like, that's not their
Well,
power.
later when he's the only remaining Nova left, like Richard Rider.
When the entire Nova the forces in him.
Right, he got much more like energy manipulation abilities. They didn't have it like the same power exactly, but it was meant to be the Green Lanterns. I mean, even Hal Jordan of the Green Lanterns got his ring from a dying alien.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Rider got his Nova Force because a dying Nova Corps member was nearby and gave him the power because he was just nearby.
He didn't even earn it. He didn't even deserve it. He was just like, here, take it.
Well, Nova was meant to be the 70s version of Spider-Man.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very intentional that they were going to repeat the Spider-Man formula of a normal dude who was going to college classes and was an average guy, not really suited for this life.
Yeah.
And then they repeated that again in the 80s with Speedball. And then the 90s, they repeated that again with Darkhawk. And each of those characters was deliberately meant to be
a Spider-Man
the new
for that
version
decade.
Of Spider-Man for that generation. Spider-Man's and that's why cool. they all... Like then they all wind up in the New Warriors, other than Spider-Man.
Yeah,
and they even had like a miniseries where all four of them teamed up.
I remember that. I didn't realize that was meant to be like
it was meant.
I think
to
it
be,
was just called the Defenders, wasn't
look
it?
Look at all. The, it was meant to be. Look at all these versions of Spider-Man.
And then Slingers happened with those four
and
Spider-Man.
And then Slingers happened. Yeah.
So
Nicolaj as I thought of one. I was pondering. Yeah. What about Flash Thompson as the full
Agent Venom?
Full Agent Venom.
That would
Flash
be
Thompson.
Nice.
Yeah.
That
would be good.
Because he's got he's got the right ness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yep.
So, we've got to move on.
Okay.
Is that okay?
No worries, it's fine.
Do you just want to drop the name?
No.
Okay. Adam O'Brien, I apologize. I wasn't here last week to give you a high five.
Oh, right. Aww. We do all of him.
But
I'll give you one, too.
Adam O'Brien needed a high five because he predicted that we would hear last week Spider-Man rumors, and then we did. So, Andrew Wilson wants us to talk about Jessica Jones or the Inhumans. He's not sure why people should be excited about them in the MCU slate. He's not saying he's not excited. He's hearing a lot of he's hearing a lot of people not excited, and he wants them to get excited. So
well,
that's our
I
job.
Have not seen anything yet from Jessica Jones. However, I was recently at a read through where one of the higher up people in Marvel TV was there and was saying, "You like Daredevil? You haven't seen anything yet." With that laugh, by the way.
What with so, that? With that manipulative?
And then they threw a goblet on the ground.
Well,
and stood in celebration.
There was a lot of wine,
throwing money.
But that was like what we were told was holy crap. You have no idea what's coming.
So Jessica Jones, for those of you who don't know, Jessica Jones is a character that Bendis created in his comic book called Alias in like 2001, 2002,
not
something
the
like
TV
that.
Show.
Not the TV show, though it came out around the same time as the TV show, sadly.
Well, he was originally going to use Jessica Drew, aka Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
She'd been retired for a while. And we knew that she had become a detective, so Bendis was going to just have a series starring Jessica Drew, and then was told, "No, we don't want that."
Yeah.
Because he had very adult plans for this character.
Yeah,
and they said, "No, make up someone else." So he came up with a new character, Jessica Jones, and retroactively explained she used to be a superhero.
She used to be there. Yeah,
she had teamed up with the Avengers a couple times and had a really bad incident with them one time when she was under mind control
from the Purple Man, and retired from
David Tennant.
Right, yeah,
right.
Yeah,
now she is retired from superheroics and was acting as a PI.
So she is a PI in Hell's Kitchen. She ends up working with Matt Murdock a couple of times, like as an attorney. She ends up marrying Luke Cage. They have a baby together. She's an amazing character.
She's an Avenger by way of like
of Luke Cage.
Yeah.
But she's also like for all the characters that like there's so many characters that are like damaged in their own way. She's one that like her stories revolve around, like especially her origin story revolves around how damaged she actually is, and that will be a lot of fun to, I think, to see is like that element of her origin and her becoming who she is and realizing, oh, I can actually overcome this and become the hero that I've always thought I could be. So.
Yeah, and I've also heard rumors. I do not know if this is true or not, but I'm just going to throw them out there. I've heard rumors about Hawkeye showing up.
Oh.
Which would be great.
It would totally be great. Like I said, I don't have anything confirmed, but I've heard it from more than one place.
That's awesome.
I want Aaron Paul as Shocker to show up for a Breaking Bad.
Oh, don't let him be Shocker.
I want Aaron Paul for Shocker so bad. I think since my first guest star in this, I've been.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So as for the Inhumans, they're kind of like a good X-Men analog. Like they're a society of imagine X-Men in a Game of Thrones type setting. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a political. There's a little bit more politics behind it. There's a lot more culture. It's an ancient culture. It's older than human culture. And they've got a lot of amazing power sets to watch that are just as fun as, you know, X-Men.
So. They also, what was fun about the Inhumans, because Jack Kirby, they were very much a Jack Kirby creation.
Oh, absolutely.
Jack Kirby, if you look at through all his comics, there's a constant theme of either science fiction gods as opposed to gods of magic, or secret societies living amongst us. And that was the Inhumans. Like, their city, Adalon, was very much meant to be, oh, this is the origin of Atlantis. Because we didn't decide until years later that Submariner came from Atlantis. He was just from underwater. And you also had this society. There was actually a great X-Men comic in the comic book series X-Men First Class, Uncanny X-Men First Class, I'm sorry, where the X-Men are meeting the Inhumans for the first time, and Nightcrawler thinks these people are great. Their society, like, just accepts that some of them are weird looking and that a bunch of them have powers, and the royal family has powers, is awesome. And then he saw that part of their sort of an equivalent to a bar mitzvah, their like journey into adulthood for children, was exposing the kids to the Terrigen crystals, the Terrigen mists, which then could mutate them drastically, perhaps. And he was so shocked and appalled, like, oh my god, wait, like, we were born mutants, but you're doing this to your kids just...
Yeah.
Just because? Like, what? And it took them a while to explain, like, this is part of our society, and we don't do it to all kids. They have to request it, they have to go through genetic screening, we check out who would this likely work for, you know? But it was just such an interesting idea of, it, like, if mutants had been a separate society, as Magneto had wanted... how it could have evolved.
Yeah,
and that's, sort
that's
of
what that would have been, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, sorry.
Yeah. I think in terms of the MCU, things to be excited about for Inhumans, and if you're following S.H.I.E.L.D., you have an introduction to them, is that because Marvel doesn't have X-Men, and mutants are such a big part of the overall Marvel universe, this is kind of our answer to use them. You know, because that being said, a lot of the Inhumans comics, they're either really good or really not good. It's very polarized.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think they're able to create a whole new mythos for Inhumans in the MCU, which I think is going to be really good. And you're going to get these really fantastic mutant power sets that we haven't seen in the MCU to this point.
Yeah. And if you're watching the movies, you don't even have to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but if you're just watching the movies, we've already started setting up the myth behind the Inhumans.
Yeah.
Because the Kree, which is what Ronan is a part of, and we saw a couple Kree in Guardians of the Galaxy, they're the ones who, they came to Earth and took a bunch of humans and experimented
like 10,000 years ago,
and created this branch of humanity that became known as the Inhumans and sort of separated them. And so, along with even those who don't get exposed to the Terrigen Mist and get powers, they were longer lived and they were a little bit stronger and healthier than we would be. And actually, it was a big plot point for a while. They couldn't spend too much time on our planet for a while outside of their city because our pollution just has screwed up the atmosphere so much. And then what Marvel's done recently, because a couple people are asking, is they've said, well, Adalon's been separate all these thousands of years, but a few Inhumans have left over time and have mingled with humanity.
Yeah.
And now certain people who are descendants of these Inhuman explorers, people who have a little bit of Inhuman DNA in them, they're being exposed to Terrigen Mist, and they are now emerging with powers.
Sure.
Like the current Ms. Marvel run, which is super awesome.
Which is
everyone should read it.
Ms. Marvel is fantastic.
So good.
So, unfortunately, we're running out of time, so we've got to jump to the Wizard World question of the month.
Can we have 30 more minutes just to talk about comics?
I wish we did. Koi came up with a great question last week. Thank you so much for covering for us last week.
Mm-hmm.
You as well, Alan. If Civil War were a rom-com, what would the tagline on the poster be? Great question.
I'm so proud of that.
I'm so
Shelby Elliott, like, she was like, oh, what about a tagline? I was like, rom-com tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done. So we chose our top seven. We usually would only do six, but we had so many good ones that were just cracking us up. We had to go with seven. So Michael Bauer's One Loves His Country, One Loves His Inventions. Find out what happens when they love each other.
Oh, that's so cute.
Golden.
Jorg Nagorski. They get at each other because they can't get enough of each other. Katie Elizabeth Dover, make love and then make war. Ken Craven X Gibbs, assembling never felt so good.
I'm going to use that.
Brendan Shearer, one fights for freedom, one fights for justice. They both fight for each other. May 2016, it's complicated, takes on a whole new meaning. Eric Jackson, a friendship on the edge of forever. Andrew Douglas says, sometimes the greatest war is for love.
Yes.
So, please,
oh, wow,
please, please.
That's a good one.
I'm sorry if you didn't make the cut. We literally came in today with 15 and had to wield it all
and
down.
So good.
They were all so good. But please don't forget to vote for these. We're going to have them on our Facebook. We'll have them on our Twitter. Mm-hmm. Please vote for them, because someday you might be on here and you're going to want all the fans to vote for you. So
yep.
Pay that forward. Anyway, that's our show.
I have to give a shout out to the iTunes people.
Oh, we iTunes promised people, them. Do it. We promised them. Do it.
So I need a shout out to T. Kengyu. What is that name? You're awesome. 5 stars. He is Spartacus. Thank you so much.
He is Spartacus. He is Spartacus.
And Tis the Man 89 was one of my favorite comments ever. Mm-hmm. Strong. Miss Marvelite, thank you so much. And last but not least, Aguila 420 and Walt 951. Oh, and J Squared IMT. A lot of comments this week. Yeah. You guys are all great. All these so 5 stars. Thanks. Help us keep doing it. Come back. Just go to iTunes. You can type in Marvel Popcorn. We pop up. And if you leave us a comment, I'll say your name really quickly. Probably wrong, as we just learned. And,
but we will try.
We will try.
That's
and
the bonus.
I gotta give a shout out to Dan McQuarrie for being so vocal on the thread for the last 2 hours. He and I have been talking about who we want The Rock to play if he went to Marvel. And I think Eddie Brock.
Yes.
I want Venom, Todd McFarlane, The Rock.
Yes.
And I had to give that shout out. And
yeah. Dan's been very vocal.
He's been very vocal.
Very
so
vocal.
Hashtag B Rock plays.
We will do an after show at some point where Koi and I just geek out about just The Rock. That's
very
it.
Excited about
the Rock
being
show.
And everything. There's and also a good Lobo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He could be
a manly Venom.
Every manly big Venom. Guy, that could be The Rock.
Be so good.
He could be the voice of Lockjaw. I'd be fine with that.
He could be Spider Man.
It'd
be a really weird suit. Be okay with
whatever.
That would be weird.
He could. You know what? I'm just saying.
The Rock.
I'm just saying, The Rock for the next Captain Marvel. He can
wait,
play.
You mean Marvel?
No, I mean Captain Marvel. I want to see transgendered Rock play a trans. No.
Wait,
no.
I think that train left the station
right.
without you.
The Rock is all the new Avengers.
That train has sailed.
All right, we've got to end our show. I want to keep going, but we've got to stop it. That's our show. Thanks for I can't even talk now. I'm so flustered. I want to keep going. Do you guys have any final thoughts, Alan? Do you want to start us off? Do you have anything you want to talk about? Or
I'm just excited for what we've got coming down the pike.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's not going to be like anything we've seen before in superhero movies.
I think so. Phase 3 is going to be good. Koi, what do you got?
It's almost June, which means I can almost talk about the thing I've been teasing forever, my head, man, bud, and all that stuff, and things are getting really exciting, and I love comics, and Avengers 3, Avengers was so good the third time, and I'm really happy with Marvel, thank you.
Okay, Meredith?
So, it's gonna be quiet until Ant-Man comes out, so I've been reading a whole bunch of comics, uh-huh. And Secret Wars, Battle World is kicking up, it's really, really awesome, I hope everyone who wants to kind of get into comics, this is a great time, go pick it up.
A-Force is fantastic.
I'm reading all my comics tonight, I'm catching up.
Ultimate End's pretty strong, too.
So I highly suggest picking up Secret Wars 2. Skip Secret Wars 1 because there's a lot of stuff. If you haven't read comics, you're going to get confused.
Yeah,
so dive in there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of awesome stuff happening in Marvel and X-Men Forever.
Yeah. Jenna, what do you got?
Spider-Gwen.
All right,
Spider-Gwen's my favorite.
No. Miniseries on Netflix. Spider-Gwen.
Yes. I know it's not going to happen, but I don't care because I really want it and someone needs to make me that.
Oh, that. Real quick, okay. Apparently her Wheel of Fine dropped their Spider-Gwen stuff today.
Oh, my God.
Someone
going
said
online right
so.
Now.
I will be purchasing it in
right.
mere moments.
So, what's your show? Where can our fans
okay,
find
so,
you?
Okay, so I am a co-host on Most Craved. You can find that on Legion of Leia. You can find that on Superhero Hype, Crave Online, and ComingSoon.net. My site is Legion of Leia. Please go like us on Facebook and check us out. Follow us on Twitter at Legion of Leia. Follow me at Jenna Bush, BUSCH, like the beer, not the president. And I have two books coming out. I contributed to Star Wars Psychology, which comes out October 6th, and Game of Thrones Psychology, which we do not have a date for yet.
Nice. Ooh. All right. Well, I want to throw out a special thanks to our prize sponsor, Wizard World Conventions. They've got St. Louis this weekend. Then they're going to China. If you're a fan in China, May 30th through June 1st, they'll be there. They're back in America to go to Des Moines from China. June 12th through the 14th, and then they're on to Sacramento June 19th through the 21st. Wizard World Conventions, where pop culture comes to life. They have all sorts of amazing guests, and they have an amazing convention floor. You can buy all sorts of fun stuff. Like, I bought my Captain America
That's
shirt
awesome.
At Wizard World Vegas.
I love also,
that shirt.
I bought
Captain
something.
America.
I bought the best Black Widow shirt from Red Chapter at Wizard World Las Vegas.
Yeah?
I love Wizard World.
Yeah, Wizard World is great. So, and please don't forget to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Marvel Movie News. Rate us, leave us a comment. Koi will read you out. He's our special 5-star guy.
I'm going to find some syllables.
Go to YouTube through the Popcorn Talk. Top Network. Comment there. Thumbs us up. Keeps us coming back to you. Leave your comments. We do try to read them, but once it starts getting a little too negative, we stop reading. Find
it's
us on Facebook.
Sad,
for
guys.
It's kind of sad.
I've read them for a while now.
Yeah, it's a little... Facebook / Marvel News Show. Like us. Comment there. Like, leave us questions. We try to get to them. Twitter @ Marvel News. That's been our show. I'm at the Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco @ M Placco.
I'm Koi Jandro @ Koi Jandro.
I'm Alan Kistler @ Sizzler Kistler.
And our special guest, Jenna Bush.
@ Jenna Bush.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.